big and small, actually, in real sense. But tonight I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the scripture that we read in Acts. Now, it's a little different. Right after Easter, sometimes in Indian churches, we don't read an Old Testament. We read an extra New Testament story, and usually it's the book of Acts. Because the book of Acts, is about the actions of the church. It's what God's people begin to do after Jesus was crucified, risen from the dead, and ascended back to heaven. So that's the book of Acts, the book of the actions of the church. And I want to just talk to you for a moment about this really important passage here. Acts chapter 4, I'm going to read it one more time to you. It says that all the believers, all the people that believed in Jesus, were one in heart and mind. And that didn't mean that they all had the same heart. They all kind of plugged in, heart pumped blood, and they all shared the same heart. That's a kind of a figurative way of talking. It means that they were all in agreement. That they had the same goals, that they thought that what to do with the money, or what to do with their time, or how they should worship, or how they should spread the news about Jesus. They were all in agreement about it. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? Now, let me tell you guys, being a pastor, I can tell you that it's really hard to get a group of Christians, even a group this small, to agree on everything. And yet that's what the Bible says, is that in Acts, all believers were one in heart and mind. And this is what it goes on to say. No one claimed that they had any possession that was their own. In other words, you know, maybe you have toys at home, or you've got a penny maybe, or you've got some special possessions that are yours. What this is saying, boys and girls, is that in Jerusalem, the first people who believed in Jesus, they didn't possess anything. They didn't hold on to things and say, that's my money, that's my toy, or that's my possession. Instead, they saw it all as being held together. Now imagine if I was to give you all two pieces of candy. Now, if I gave you all these pieces, say they were Hershey's Kisses, I'm pretty good. Two little Hershey's Kisses. I'm like, you can do any moment. Now, and then you were to walk back to the pews, and Papa Joe over there was to ask you for one of your Hershey's Kisses. Well, you might not want to do that. Right? One. You only have one, right? If you've only got two little Hershey's Kisses, and you give one to Papa Joe, well, that's just one little Hershey's Kiss, right? Yeah, but what if somebody else wants a Hershey's Kiss, right? Then you got another Hershey's Kisses. And so you probably take those Hershey's Kisses and either eat them right now, or you stick them in your pocket. Well, they might melt, so it's better to eat them now. Now, what if, boys and girls, what if, just for instance, I can't say it's true, just say what if. What if Mr. Gary back here, Mr. Rick from Coast Park, what if he could make Hershey's Kisses? He had a secret Hershey's Kiss machine out back. And what if he knew that outside those doors, you could have as many Hershey's Kisses as you can eat? Or at least as many as your mom and dad and those cats. Now, same question. I give you two Hershey's Kisses. You won't have to refuse. Papa Joe wants one of your Hershey's Kisses. Are you going to be willing to give them one? Why? Why, Adam? Because you know you can walk out that door and give one. Boys and girls, when the book of Acts tells us that everybody held their possession, not as being their own, but shared, it's not saying that we have to live like we don't have anything, like you can't have a house, or you can't have money, or you can't have possession. It's not saying that at all. It's saying that the attitude of those first Christians was just like the Christians, this is like Adam said. They were brand new believers in Jesus. They had just seen him alive, crucified, risen from the dead, and now going back to heaven. They knew that the love and that the way Jesus was caring for them, and the way that his Holy Spirit was taking care of them, was just like how the giant person kisses, you know. They knew that they could get more. So why would they be concerned about holding on to the two little Hershey kisses they had when they know they can walk outside right now and get all they want? And so they freely shared because they knew where to go. God blesses us. God blesses us in all sorts of ways. He's giving us all. He has to care for you, homes to live in, money to take care of, buy the food and endure. And this God, please Christians know, it's God's sponsors. And so we give out of generous hearts because we know this is fair. We know where all those good things come from. And if you would ask me, Bob Kett said the preacher's supposed to help explain what the Bible says. I would say the application of what we're going to learn is we're to say, wow, those early believers understood where everything came from. And they were willing to give because they understood what the source was. Yes, David?
Like, if you
will, yes. Somehow God blessed you by giving that money back. That's just the way their disciples felt. Yes, ma'am. Right? You can turn around and say, you get money back, and you can give him this money back. That's good. Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I have a version of kisses, but you might check with Papa Joe.